disgusting. They smell, they're sticky, they say things that are horrible. 98.
It's time now for your Guadalupe Squares. Close out this beautiful week. No Jeremy this week, so Toledo's here today to fill in for Jeremy. We'll see how that goes.
Hi, guys.
Toledo, no.
Sorry.
Don't leave that to me. It's time for your squares. Bill Burr tickets on the line today. That's a huge get.
Yeah.
For New Year's Eve. And the Lions.
Well, it's the 30th, but.
Close enough.
Where's he playing?
Arizona Federal.
Oh, wow.
Used to be the old Dodge.
Used to be the Dodge, too. They tore that down and they built a bank, and it's got a stage in it. It's beautiful there. So there you go. Bill Burr's going to be here. We'll give you tickets to Bill Burr before they go on sale, which has to be coming up probably next week, right? Because you're getting people prepped up for that.
Yeah.
That's great.
Yeah.
Look at us.
Imagine that planning again.
Amazing. I know. But planning for that, we did that last year, and then it kind of fell apart for us because you still have tickets to last year's Rage Against the Machine show for next year.
Yeah. I got moved out 2 years from now. Yeah. I just got my
Did you get your refund?
MX finally gave me my refund.
Good on you. All right. Well, we'll give you these tickets. And again, with the caveat of barring a horrible, massive human death, Bill Burr will be December 30th, and we got your tickets. Full house, which would be even more fun. That's how they can sell all the tickets and then determine whether or not it's going to be a full house.
In.
Right. It's time now for your squares. Here's your host, Mr. Toledo Bergeron. Toledo.
Thank you, Johnny. In the upper left square, this week's president, because Biden is still a work in progress, it's Tracy Morgan.
That's exactly right. Tracy Morgan here because I'm going to be president now. How dare this guy go on TV and take away menthol cigarettes? I'm putting a stop to that. Ain't going to happen there. Ain't going to happen right now, Brady. What's a man going to do? Take away payday loans and chicken necks? That ain't happening.
What's your brand, Tracy?
I like the Newports, even though I don't smoke them. I just like how people smell. I like the way it makes my friends smell. That's how I like them.
What?
I like the smell of it. We'll get some rocket mortgages out there. What's wrong with you, Joe Biden? You're going to take away guns and fat white women?
Everyone gets a
mortgage. He's the worst president ever. He said he liked black people. Next thing you know, he's going to get some initiative to make white women lose their asses.
Maybe you should offer to smoke a blunt with Biden.
I should. He would do it. It would be fun. But then he'd probably take it away from me, say it's illegal, and run around and make me crazy. We're going to just have mayonnaise and cheese sandwiches for the rest of my life, Joe Biden. You're making my life miserable.
That sounds delicious.
I want to be president.
In the upper middle square, celebrating a birthday this week, last week, we're not quite sure, and it's also for National Denim Day. It's Jay Leno.
Well, you know, my birthday happened to fall on National Denim Day, so I came on here. It became my birthday. It was Wednesday. Thanks for the suit. Hey, I brought you a brand new suit, Brady. It's a denim top with a denim coat and denim pants and made denim shoes.
Appreciate the elastic waistband.
Well, I got to have an elastic waistband because I knew who I was buying for. I got it at Lane Bryant. You look fantastic. I think Brady looks great in Lane Bryant suit. You know, I've always thought of you as a Lane Bryant gal. I always thought you were a good-looking lady. And you're pleasantly plump, I guess I would say. What do they call that? Big boned? Remember the old days? You just call it a fat guy.
Wintering well.
Yes, you winter
well.
He's hibernating through summer.
He's husky.
He's husky all year long. The problem with Brady's hibernation is it's 12 months long.
I was going to say, it's spring.
He's just afraid he's never going to wake up again. So he's stacked it on it pretty good. You look pretty good, though, Brady. I like that. And Denim Day was Wednesday, my birthday, right? Celebration of my 44th anniversary of being on The Tonight Show with Johnny Carson, which was a pretty memorable night. I think I did great.
Is that the night you got it, or is that the night he said?
Well, no, that's the night I was first on it. That's why your first appearance. What's wrong with this guy? Don't make me feel like your dad. I'm about to leave my square.
What'd you drive today?
I drove a 1927 Bolthauser Offenhofer. Nobody's ever heard of it, and I have
one. Wow, there's only three of them.
Well, there's only one of them now, Brady. I went to the houses of the other people and dismantled them.
Uh-oh, this is in. Paul Sura just hit it.
And Paul Sura just hit in the parking lot, and it's good because I've wrapped it in denim, so it's safe from scratches.
Took the bumps. In the upper right square, apparently Kathy Lee is dating again, so we brought in Regis Philbin.
Exactly right. Brady just brought it up right there in your entertainment drill. Kathy Lee has decided to open up Frank Gifford's Funhouse for some other guy, which I think is fantastic. They call it the old gray grinder. You got to throw it in there, you know? I feel like I'm putting my dick in the wood chipper like Fargo.
Nom, nom, nom.
I'm not going down there.
It's been you got to chomp.
I used to make fun of a baby Cody. Cody's like 35 now. And there's still remnants of his damage down there. It's not good.
Cody's damage or?
Cody damaged that thing like you damaged your mother.
Yeah.
It was terrifying. Mom. I'm going to need two things. I'm going to need a cup of spit and a weed whacker. I'm going in, boys. It's like Jumanji down there.
All we have is a machete.
I need The Rock, Jack Black, the hot girl, and we're going in.
In the middle left square, it's his birthday today. David Miscavige from the Church of Scientology.
Well, actually, no, it's not. It's John Travolta celebrating.
I'm sorry. We have a last-minute substitution.
David Miscavige is out with his wife. Everybody wants to know where his wife is. He's with David Miscavige. There's no reason to look anymore. There's no.
They're on the water. John, where is his wife?
She's with David, wherever they are. They're together. And that's,
yachting.
They're probably yachting. Brady's probably right. You know what? And it's a good thing. You take your wife out and do that kind of stuff. And I think that's wonderful that David Miscavige and his wife, who is not missing at all.
Did you ever fly him anywhere?
I've flown him all over the place.
Both of them?
Of course. Most of the time.
So you've seen her?
I know that she is around, and there's no reason to look for his wife anymore. Scientology would tell you that she's probably there now doing Scientology stuff. So very excited to celebrate David Miscavige's birthday. It's good to see Brett again.
Hey, Johnny, how
are
you doing?
You know, it's good to see. It's always good to see a paisan.
He's got good curves, Danny. Good curves.
Yeah. And by the way, and I'm not asking for any reason, have you met or seen David Miscavige's wife by chance today? She's around here somewhere.
She's here somewhere. Yeah,
that's what I think, too. Okay, good.
So we've got Italian
allegedly
thing.
Good clarification. I'm going to get very serious for a second.
Was it clear?
It was very clear. As clear as our next performer, Miss Idina Menzanita.
Beautiful voice.
Menzanita
voice.
Raceway?
What a voice in this beautiful little Indian girl. The Menzanita Speedway.
In the middle square, we've got bison hunters Brady and his daughter Kirby D.
Yeah, we're out there going to the Grand Canyon, aren't we, Kirby D?
I don't know about that. I heard Tracy Morgan talking, you old pirate. You know what? The greatest gun salesman has just turned into the greatest menthol cigarette salesman. Thank you, Joe Biden, for making our weekend that much better. What are you going to do, ban my Colt 45? You a pirate? Take me up north and kill some bison. Doing a little lethal removal of Joe Biden if he swipes barbecue from my daddy.
Brady said you never sold malt liquor this morning.
I've sold malt liquor in the past, you a pirate. What are you talking about?
Hey, Kirby D, we go up there, we kill a couple bison and smoke some cools.
That's my type of daddy up there. Daddy, can I marry that man?
Oh, wait till my parents die.
In the middle right square, fresh out of the van, smoking up with Tommy Chong, it's Arnold Schwarzenegger.
It's 420 somewhere. Aye.
Yeah.
Guy, get to the blunt. I love to tell you now that I'm getting older that I'm smoking out more and more regularly. I used to smoke with Tommy Chong. I was a Cheech and Chong. I was almost in that Cheech and Chong.
Were you in one of their movies?
Is Dave here? Is Dave there? I don't know where Dave is. Mexican-Americans. They don't like football.
Does it work with a German accent?
So much in that movie. It was pretty great. It was an unbelievable time for me. And now I just smoke weed. Do you want to smoke weed with me later today?
I'm in.
Brady, you want to go out and smoke weed? It gives you
Bring
great
Kirby.
Appetite. You know, it's awesome. I'll still look great, high, and with munchies. And Brady would still look like Brady. Brady looks like the weedy. I look like a great specimen of a man. Even though the insides of me are crawling at a snail's pace, thanks to the weed, I love the
THC. Daddy, can I smoke up with you?
Conendez likes to smoke up, too. You know what we'll do? We'll go down to your mother's homeland. We'll find some cartel members and get some of that sweet kush.
You and the two of us go back. Kirby D and Conendez.
Oh, not bad.
That's not a bad idea. Get these two kids together. Maybe go out there. Do you have a maid?
Oh, yeah.
Because I'd give her a good run. I'd like to run into that. Make your maid pregnant.
All day.
Make little Austrian Mexican babies. They're beautiful. End up dating Taylor Swift or something. It would be amazing.
In the lower left square, it's Brady's secret square. Give us a hint, Brady.
Yeah. I don't know what I'm doing here. Anyway, I'm from Montana. I guess I have a son here in Phoenix.
You
I haven't
assholes.
Seen him in 40 years.
Assholes!
But, oh, you've got to be pretty uncomfortable. Our normal host isn't
it's
here.
It's a little weird.
I didn't know you were coming. I'm sorry.
I didn't either. I got, you know. I just found a big nug up there in Montana, gold.
Are you feeling? And, are you going to stay in your square, or are you a little bit?
I'll tell you. I'll give it another half hour.
Okay.
And if
by the way,
no
I've only
sun,
seen
I'm,
you online,
I'm
and you
here.
Don't look familiar.
Who are you?
We'll play it by ear.
What are you talking about?
Well, thanks for showing your face. I know that's a big thing for you.
In the bottom middle square to celebrate the NFL draft going on today, it's Chris Berman.
You get a big NFL draft. You big ESPN coverage, and I was nowhere to be found. I've been usurped at ESPN. It's a network that I pretty much started, and right now everybody's pretty
Mike
much
Mike Greenberg just didn't do
Mike
it.
Mike Greeny is a good guy, but, you know, you're going to get less when you don't have the boomer in there.
And
you've got the joomer now in Mike Greenberg. And you know what? The quality of the show suffered a little bit, I think. I it's good to see that Rocky Dennis from Clemson was the first pick overall. The mask, is Trevor Lawrence's nose looks like it was poorly drawn on his face. And I'd like to say that just this, just in, just now, just Tommy, He's in right now. The Bears have traded their second pick, Justin Fields, for Mike Tomczak. They're trying to bring back the glory years. Great move by
what
the Bears.
What a blockbuster trade.
Bears are doing amazing things. Oh, this just in. The Bears found out Trevor Lawrence isn't Rocky Dennis from Mask. They've actually drafted Rocky Dennis, the Mask kid himself.
He was available.
He's going to be their new starting quarterback and head coach.
Hates throwing in the sun.
They thought Andy Dalton was the Mask kid because of the hair, but now it looks like it's as long as it's a cloudy day.
What's his stats?
I can reckon it. Well, his stats are his head is 45 pounds bigger than yours, which is something. He's shaped like an eight.
You're going to see a lot of Laura Dern.
And that's never really
a bad thing. She loves Chardonnay.
No one circles the wagons quite like me when I'm around Laura Dern. I'm going to turn her hair white.
All right, in the lower right square, he gifted us some Diet Dr. Pepper earlier this week. It's our boss, Trip Rabe.
Yeah, boys, how's it
just
going?
Just fine Diet Dr. Pepper
You all
everywhere?
Look so great without masks on that I'd like to see you all.
Thanks, boss, man.
Why is the secret square wearing a... He's wearing two masks. He's covering his face. He doesn't want to be identified.
His face and his eyes.
Anyway. I know who it is. Hi, Daddy.
Hey.
That reminds me. I have to call my dad and my stepdad. I have two, where some people have none.
Hey, I got a stepdad, asshole.
I bet he doesn't admit it.
He
like
does.
All the other dads.
He does.
All right, who's on the line?
We got Nick and Mia.
Nick, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Mia, are you there?
Yes.
All right, Mia, you're a girl. Pick a square. Go!
Okay, I'll go for the center square.
All right.
That's me!
Bison Hunters, Brady and Kirby D.
We're going up north, Mia. We're going to lethally remove bison from the dangerous Grand Canyon section of
Eat
bison.
Some beefalo.
That's right. Other me.
Was it lethal extermination?
Lethal removal operation.
All right,
all
Brady.
All right. That's exactly what mommy said she wished you'd have done the night you made me. A lethal removal operation.
that one hit home.
That got Ed McMahon over there, Daddy.
All right, Brady, here's your question. The
Daddy, I got to keep eating some of this toxic Russian honey. My feet are getting huge. You don't suppose it's the nuclear waste you buy from that Russian on the side of the road, do you, Daddy?
I don't know, Kirby Derbs.
You Let's mean get Dad?
That. It's,
that's in, as my daughter.
And he's my daddy.
Oh, yeah, you struggle with the family tree. I forgot.
Doesn't branch.
That's one step too many for you to follow. All right, go ahead.
All right, here's your question. The world's longest barbecue was 60 hours long.
Oh!
Daddy, you just decorated the square. Come on, man. Keep it cool.
That is true, and it was 38 pounds of A5 Wagyu brisket. I'm well aware of the world's longest barbecue, my friend.
60 hours. All right, he says true. Do you agree or disagree, Mia?
I disagree.
That's right. It was false.
What?
X gets the square.
What do you mean it was false?
I don't have the answer here to see how long it actually was, but it was at least
80
60.
Hours.
Oh.
80.
Okay.
Ah, that's not fair. All right. Okay.
Typo.
X gets the square.
All right. Who's the guy you
Nick.
You're up?
Nick.
Nick, you're up.
Hey, could I get Pot Smoking Arnold?
Pot Smoking Arnold.
You one of them 420 types.
Center right square.
And come out here and we'll kill the predator together. I have predator strain. If you want to come in here and kill that with me, it'd be great. You have to get to the blunt. I have some Grateful Dave and Purple Urkel if you want to try it out. I love to smoke the Purple Urkel. Did I do that? That's what I always say. Love the Purple Urkel. And then I like to choke myself.
Too.
I like to grab hold of my wiener and choke it until it turns into a Purple Urkel. And then I release it all over the room. Bagoong! It's an amazing difference in the way I feel right now before when I was pretending I wasn't a pothead. Now that I am a pothead, everything is great. Brady, I love being there.
All right,
don't worry
Gav.
About it. Hey, by the way, dispensary, I'll be back later today to get more weed. I love smoking out.
Nick enjoys that.
You know what I need to do? Take my weed to the chopper and get out of here. You laugh like a pothead. I think I went to party with Nick.
He's high right now.
Nick is high as a kite. Wake and bake, Nick. That's what I say.
Oh, no.
It's good stuff. You go All to right. work high, you glassy-eyed freak.
All right, Nick, pay attention.
All right, here we go. Listen to the question.
The flying squirrel is the only...
Flying squirrels are funny.
It's the only flying mammal, true or false?
It's not true. It's not
what
true.
Else
Last
flies?
Night, I jumped from one building to the next like I was in...
How'd that, you do?
That, with the Chinese movie with a Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon, where the Asian people can fly. I see that all the time. I like to watch flying people. Besides, Toledo, in this landscape that we live in, I watch planes go over all the time. There's mammals inside planes. Are they not flying?
If it's weed, you can smoke it. Dude, out of quotes.
All right, so what's your answer? True or false?
Hasta la vista, baby. I'm talking to my blunt. It's going fast. I just say that there are flying mammals every day. There's thousands of them in the air.
All right, so he says false. Do you agree or disagree? Nick?
I agree.
That is right. It's true.
Flying mammals all over the place. Wait.
All right, Mia, you're up. Pick a square.
I want some Chiba chews.
Okay, I'll go with the middle right.
No, that's me just, again. Let's start the whole game over. Right. You're very good at strategy.
Oh, sorry.
You got any of the corners or
top right.
Top right. All right. Regis Philbin in the
Regis
top right.
Yeah. Back and better than ever. I died in September, but I'm still back because I found out that Ferris wheel known as Kathy Lee Gifford found out that Ferris wheel, everybody got on and took a spin is what I'm saying. Oh, it's great stuff. What does that mean? What's a Kathy leak?
I don't know.
We sprung a leak. Oh, boy, I don't want to know about that. Anyway, Frank Gifford used to have fun on this thing, and I figured Frank could do it. Why couldn't I?
You ever take a run?
I'm going to take a run now. The late Regis Philbin's going in there. I'm going to dive in deep.
Bring it all the way back, Rich.
I hope so. All right, what do we got?
All right. Joy Division was originally called Warsaw.
Joy Division is what I call sex with my wife, Joy. I divide her in half. It's the Joy Division. That's the old Regis. That's the nickname of my penis.
How does Warsaw come
Joy Division.
That?
I'm going to get in there, and I'm going to do a little kneading. It's like I learned on Rachel Ray's show. I'm going to grab the purple bread. That is Kathy Lee Gifford. And I'm going to knead that thing. I'm going to open that up. It's going to be a fantastic time.
Nailed Bert.
I'm going to hit that thing harder than Chuck Bednarik hit her ex-husband. That's an old joke, but it's hilarious because it ended Frank Gifford's career. There's a lot of people who remember Chuck Bednarik nearly killing Frank Gifford, and now I'm going to kill the thing he used to try to kill. That's a funny joke. Too bad it's not as timely as I'd like it to be, but I'm a very old man.
All right, Mia, I'm sure this is in your wheelhouse.
All right.
Do you agree or disagree?
I didn't say anything yet. All I said was my penis was nicknamed Joy Division every time I got in my wife, Joy. All right, I'll say Joy Division was originally called Warsaw. It's true because I've never heard of any of what you're talking about.
All right, Joy, he says true. Do you agree or disagree? Or Mia, sorry.
I agree.
That's right. It was true.
Mia, let me ask you something.
Gets the square.
Quite graphically, I'd like you to describe Kathy Lee Gifford's jerky wallet, if you wouldn't mind. Go ahead.
We'll wait.
What do you think it looks like? I think it looks like two red vines that have been dipped in mud.
Oh, I agree.
Never going to get
agree.
That
agree. X gets the square.
Head.
She gets it. Perfect. We should do an entire 9-question series of what you think it looks like.
All right, Nick, you can take Brady's secret square
fish.
For the block.
It's two eagles with fish in their talons. Trying to feed a small porpoise. And the porpoise is the thing I got to play with the most to give a pleasure. That thing sticks out. It's kind of like a meerkat. Only more hair.
What? Meerkats and porpoises?
The meerkat, it pops out
it
of the
pops
porpoise.
Out. Yeah. Okay,
if you get it excited, the porpoise throws up a meerkat. This is what I picture what I'm going into. I have to get a look at this thing. It's a freak show down there.
It's getting out of control.
What got picked? It's totally out of control, Brady.
All right, Nick's taking the secret square for the block. Give him a hint, Brady.
I have no idea. Anyway, I love two things. I love leaving kids behind and Huckleberry.
In order? In that order?
Well, yes. This thing can change up from week to week.
Like abandoning children and eating Huckleberry.
All right. You got any clues there, Nick?
He loves abandoning kids and what?
And Huckleberry. It's Montana treat. And he's very uncomfortable, aren't you? You're not comfortable being here.
Yeah,
you want to tell us why?
I have no idea. Someone said...
But the host is probably a little bit uncomfortable. You
host
think,
has
maybe?
Something to do with it.
Yeah. You didn't know this. You thought Jeremy was going to host. And now this guy
is looking at the host. I'm like, I want nothing to do with this.
You want to leave? He makes you want to run.
Yeah.
You use the antithesis of you wanting to stay.
By the way, the texters love this secret square.
This secret square is only secret to one person. And
you
that's
see
you.
Your mama.
Yeah. You know what you should do
she's
is go home and slap Toledo's mom in the mouth. Any ideas, Nick, on
any
who
idea,
the secret
Nick?
Square is?
Is it Toledo's dad?
It is!
I am!
All right, you can go.
Took you down that road.
So long!
Jeez.
Late!
All right, Mia, you're up. Pick a square.
No idea what's going on.
You can go anywhere,
I will
pretty
pick
much.
Top left, please.
Top left square is this week's president, Tracy Morgan.
Tracy Morgan, do you ever date a black guy, Mia? You got a name like a girl who dates black guys.
Sure.
What do you mean, sure? You don't know?
Was that Nick or Mia?
I don't know which one's giggling more. One of them's turning me on, though. I want to take you, and I'm gonna make you show business. That's what we're getting into. You and I is getting into show business. You like menthol smell and cocoa butter? Because I can make your whole house smell like that. Give me an hour.
I do like the smell of cocoa butter.
Well, then you date black guys.
Sure.
Unbelievable. Stop talking to me and show me your space cans. How much do you weigh? Because I like a fat ass.
110.
And how much does the rest of your body weigh?
Your can is 110.
No woman weighs 110 pounds. What, you from Auschwitz?
Oh,
I like a woman that's 220 or 225 or more. I like a lady I got to weigh on a truck scale.
And open-toed shoes?
Open-toed shoes. I like a truck scale, but I don't like trucks because they run into me.
All right, Mia.
I want to take you to Walmart because I got a free gift card for life.
All right, Mia and Tracy, here's your question.
All right.
During the first 69
yes, sir.
NFL draft.
Understood the question. Following closely.
15 future Hall of Famers were drafted number one.
The first time I was 69, Joe Montana was the president.
True or false?
True or false? When I was 69, people get drafted. When I was 69 years old, Vietnam started. What?
Is that true?
I'm going to say, I don't know the answer to your stupid question. Why don't you ask your dad? Oh, wait, he's gone.
You kicked him out.
I'll say that's true, because who cares?
All right, Mia, he says true. Do you agree or disagree?
Agree.
All right, it was true. X gets
Good
the square.
God.
Wow.
Cats game. You can take
next one wins.
Trip Reeb for the block, or you can go anywhere else. The next square wins there, Nick.
Was Berman and Travolta is the only choices. Or Leno.
Travolta.
Travolta
Great
for
choice.
The win.
Really enjoy the choice. Thank you. And by chance, if you see David Miscavige and his wife, say hi. Take a photo of it and send it to me real quick.
Are you supposed to take photos?
That's a good question. I don't know. You know what? I don't even know about that anymore. I don't know if we can photograph her as like we used to.
She's got a shiner on her eye.
I don't know if she got a shiner, but that would have been because she fell down, not because David Miscavige does bad things to her. That's it. You've got nice legs. You must have inherited them from your dad, who's a good runner.
Yeah. Did you catch that going away?
That's a hilarious joke about your dad being a runner and stuff. Brett really enjoyed that.
Good one, JT.
Thanks a lot. You do have nice legs, though.
Let that marinate for Brett a little bit. All right, John, here's your question. Craig McTavish.
David McTavish.
Craig McTavish.
No, his name is David Miscavige.
Craig McTavish.
Okay, but you're saying it wrong.
No. Nope.
I understand when somebody mispronounces a name, and sometimes it happens.
Boy, do you.
That's right.
Listen to the full question.
Okay.
Craig McTavish was the last pro hockey player to not wear a helmet. True or false?
Mrs. Miscavige was the last woman seen without a helmet. She should have had a helmet on, and we probably would have not had to deal with this.
Not the question.
We get very serious right now because Craig McTavish was the last guy to not wear a helmet. And that's because he hated having helmets on.
All right, Nick, he says true. Do you agree or disagree for the win?
I agree.
That's right. It is true. You got it.
And by the way, congratulations, Nick. I hate to break it to you, but we don't have Bill Burr tickets, but you can take a look at my helmet if you want. It's the last one Craig McTavish ever wore.
What?
That's right. It's on his head.
That's a big
I like
helmet.
To put my helmet on your head if you wouldn't mind.
Nick, what do you say?
My helmet protects your throat.
Coats it.
Look, coats and soothes, Brady. Anyway, all right, let's get that's enough. All right, so hang on. Everybody get something.
We'll get everybody something.
You sandwiches.
Dance out of here.
I should probably, yeah. I should just get
Sachet.
My, yeah, I'll get a. I should be dancing.
Brett, you want to dance with him?
Hell yeah. Get over here and dance with me, Brett. Love dancing. Where's Larry McFeely with that?
Tony Manero.
Jude Travolta, Cody, you swear all over. All right, I'm getting out of here. So long. There you go. All right, everyone out. That's
Jude
enough.
Jude Travolta.
That's
get out of that one.
Jude Travolta is so funny.
Epic jacket.
You know, Brett, I'm single now.
Yeah. A lot of love going on.
It seems like you kind of like me a little more than normal people do. So if you're interested, I still have some of Kelly's dresses if you want to come back. He's going to dress you up like his wife.
Good.
Brett, he's got a fat ass.
Weird.
Oh, shoot. I don't know. Might be in.
I don't do that. He likes your legs. That's fun. All right. Well done. We're all out of here. That's you don't have anywhere to go this
nope.
week? We all know you did all your stuff this week?
Yeah.
Done.
Good.
That just means
listen to the Burt Reynolds call tomorrow on the Rewind.
That's one that I might actually tune in for. I can't listen to this show. It's terrible to me. I don't know what you people have been thinking for 20
people
years.
People ask me all the time if you've ever been uncomfortable.
Oh,
the
horrible.
One time I've seen you uncomfortable was trying to call Burt Reynolds
calling
back.
Him back to apologize.
And
it was
him
awful.
Yelling at you.
Oh, it felt terrible. It was terrible. That and Dave Kingman flipping me off were the two like
two scars.
That's pretty bad. That's up there as far as like I'm so sorry moments. And now he's dead and I can't really. I always thought we'd have another chance to go, hey,
sorry,
Bert. Like he would come on the show, but now he's dead.
We can laugh at it now, right, Bert?
Sure. Oh, yeah. Yeah, no, we can't. He was very angry at us. And you listened to it while you.
Yeah. That's one of my favorite bits. It was great.
Wasn't much of a bit. Just more of a.
It just happened.
Just a thing that happened to us and wasn't comfortable. That's like calling a car wreck a bit.
That was one of my
favorite.
That
was a great bit. I got T-boned the other
day. It wasn't a car wreck. It was great. Oh, you got to talk to the bandit, for Christ's sake.
It was not comfortable. You can listen to it tomorrow. The Rewind is 6 to 10, and there's a classic moment, evidently, in that. We call it Carson's Classics for no reason, just because we're thieves. Let's get out of here. We're done. Larry McFeely's coming up next. You guys have yourselves a great weekend, and we'll see you right here Monday in the Morning Sickness. So long!
It's out of control now. 98.3